After years of managing their own persons with developmental disabilities, PDD, funding from the provincial government, some Airdrie families will now get some much-needed relief. Germaine Kolinchik, whose adult daughter is developmentally disabled and receives PDD funding, is counting down the days until their journey with the Foothills Advocacy in Motion Society, FAIM, begins. FAIM is one of three agencies opening a new office in Airdrie to provide a support system to those receiving PDD. The organization offers job support, residential support, and a place to feel at home for developmentally disabled individuals. Kolinchik said her home community of 5,000 people in rural Saskatchewan had a similar site-based facility where adults with developmental disabilities could meet as a stepping stone into the community. Seeing that, she felt Airdrie would benefit from something similar. It was a place to belong before they went out into the world, Kolinchik said. While Airdrie has many PDD support options, she noted most of the services come from Calgary with no place for adults to gather locally. 5 years ago, Kolinchik reached out to FAIM, who has been offering site-based support in Alberta for 40 years. As a result of Kolinchik's advocacy, FAIM began looking into expanding into Airdrie from their previous locations in High River, Okotoks, and Strathmore. While there was an earlier attempt prior to the pandemic to move into Airdrie, their doors will officially open on June 3. "We're looking forward to it, we're cautiously optimistic," said Kolinchik, adding her nearly 25-year-old daughter is ready for a change. "It's been a heavy load," she said, fighting back tears. "It's taken 5 years to get here, and she's going to be well taken care of here." Kolinchik has watched other parents struggle to find support for their adult children as they weren't able to do it on their own anymore. She said a big concern for parents is knowing their children are going to be in a position where they're not vulnerable and being taken advantage of. "The community aspect of FAIM is a huge relief," she said, "as well as the flexibility of their programming." Currently, Kolinchik manages all of Kendall's support services, from scheduling work and appointments to bookkeeping. "She needs her independence," she added. "So she's excited. I'm excited for the community. I'm excited for FAIM. It's going to be great." FAIM is hosting an open house on May 15 from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. and everyone in the community is welcome. "We'd also like to welcome families with people in the school system of high school age so that they can come in and get information on their future planning," said Arlene Ridgway, FAIM's Day Services Manager in Airdrie. "And of course people that are currently family managed or aren't supported at all." The key to receiving support through FAIM is that individuals must be PDD funded, as it is a government-funded agency. FAIM's services consist of day programming that support individuals through employment training, appointment support, community access, residential care, and more. "Employment support might look like shadowing somebody and just getting their confidence up," Ridgway said, noting Airdrie Mayor Peter Brown has taken on a job shadow in the past. "These are adults and they have adult expectations. They're coming out of the school system knowing their rights, which is fantastic, and because of that we have to provide an adult program." In order to qualify for PDD funding, individuals need to apply to the government's PDD department and must be over the age of 18. Many parents in Airdrie whose child receives PDD funding are managing those funds for approved services on their own, Kolinchik said. "What these new agencies will do is manage those services for them, taking pressure off of families. For me as a parent, it was so important to have something community-based like FAIM, that is going to hire mostly local people, and they'll know the community," Kolinchik said. Ridgway noted the need for PDD services in Airdrie is growing alongside its population, which is evident by the province providing funding to agencies like FAIM. "They wouldn't bring us in here unless they knew the level of need was here and was going to increase," Ridgway said. Kolinchik added her daughter currently works for several local businesses and encouraged local employers to provide job opportunities to organizations like FAIM. "Any small amount of time, it means so much," Kolinchik said. "It means so much." It really does, and it just guides and gives some direction. While FAIM will provide a physical meeting space for people, the intention is to get them out in the community to make connections, Ridgway said. Both Ridgway and Kolinchuk noted Airdrie has done very well to support individuals despite not having PDD resource agencies to help. For those who are interested in getting involved or want to learn more, go to fames.org.